Hey guys, it's two teams, two studios. This is part two of the finale of Dance Moms. This is the AfterBuzz TV after show. Stay with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys. Yeah, get it, Pam. Get it, girl. Hey, guys. I'm Jennifer Leone, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Pamela. We're just jamming out here to the Dance Moms theme. We're excited to be here for the finale. And it's funny because it's not really the finale. I mean, it is, but it isn't because season 7 starts next week. So, but yeah, this is the end of season 6.
Yeah, the winter finale.
Right, the winter finale.
The Thanksgiving break finale.
Right. They never stop dancing. They just keep going.
Just dancing, dancing, dancing.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow Pam at...
Hi, I am Pam Gross, and you can find me all over the internet at Pamela Gross Jill.
So let's just start right away with this episode. I feel like it was a little weird starting off just at sheer talent. They're not, you know, they're not starting with anything else. It's like a part two. I kind of wish that I watched them both together because it was kind of weird seeing like the second part of the episode, you know?
They definitely felt like two separate shows as opposed to part one of an episode and part two of an episode. They almost didn't gel at all. But there was a lot going on in this episode.
Yeah. I do feel like there was a lot of filler. Did you feel that? Or no? Like, I felt like it was a lot of dun-dun-dun, like, like waiting. Mm-hmm. And technically, you could have made this episode in just one. Like, they have those hour and a half long shows. They could have just taken an hour.
Right.
Take out a few dun-dun-duns and have it be an hour and a half. So, but I don't know.
I love me the dun-dun-duns.
Oh, do you?
That's my favorite part of the show. Oh. Yeah, for sure. I like the drama, the behind the scenes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I loved the filler parts of this episode. But yeah, there were a lot. That's why I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I love it. Drama. We have like two different sides of the panel. I love it. By the way, you guys, we have the live chat up. Oh my gosh, everyone's on. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
We want to talk to you. Keep going. Right. We want to hear everything.
I'll go in there soon.
I feel like everyone is
we're gonna
on
get
here.
To you.
You know what? Let me start now. So someone says, who's the other host? This is Pam. Pam is new, and it'll just be me, Pam, and Becca. Becca is not here today. And I want to address a few things. Some people say even the girls had to admit on an interview that Abby is actually nicer in real life.
Okay.
I could see that. Last week, I interviewed Gianna, who everyone knows is Abby's right-hand woman, who is basically the backbone of the ALDC.
Yes.
And I love that we just literally just see her every five
just
minutes, just like
sitting there.
Yeah, or doing a different phase.
Yeah.
Like, she does so much more. So, but one of the big things that she said to me was that Abby is not like this. The show is so different from real life. So now it's kind of hard for me to watch it and be like, well, you know, I'm sure it went a different way, but our reality is what we see and we have to go with what we get from the show.
Yeah.
So this episode, though, had so much like drama and just like backstabbing, I feel like. And it was, I don't know, very harsh on Abby's side. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think to the viewer, hi, thanks for watching and tuning in. I think that I'm sure that there is some TV magic going on. I'm sure that she's not a complete monster all the time. However, it seems to me from watching the show that Abby is the kind of person that when she's backed into a corner, she lashes out. There's no, like, almost like, you know, a petulant child. There's not a lot of maturity there in the way she handles things. So where I'm sure she's not completely a terrible person. I think, and I'm sure she's not, and I'm sure that she's nicer and that they have their moments that aren't as dramatic, mm-hmm. that don't make it onto TV. Mm-hmm. But the things she does do in retaliation are so inexcusable and awful that it makes it really hard to empathize with her.
Right.
Even though I'm sure it's played up. I'm sure the melodrama is there. I'm sure that there's situations. It's just...
But it's our reality, what we see right yeah. now. And what we see is not nice.
It's not nice at all.
No.
It's mean. It eggs on.
Well, she, in the beginning, Abby goes, let's all talk about why we hate Abby. Let's make a list. And it's like she feels that they're attacking her mm-hmm. rather than trying to figure out, hey, I really failed these girls. Right. What can I do to make this better? She doesn't take responsibility for that.
Absolutely.
And from what I understand, she's used to being multitasking and has a lot of kids under her belt. So it's like, why is this so different and why are you being so cruel to these girls?
Right. And as the moms frequently brought up, it's one thing to just have your studio and have a lot of different priorities. Mm-hmm. She moved these kids out to Los Angeles. They right. left their families. They left a lot. And to come there and then have the minis usurp them completely, you know, they didn't do well this season. All the sort of promises made to a Kendall and Nia about mm-hmm. their careers and this move is going to be so good.
I don't see any careers.
We're not,
so.
Yeah, we're not. Nothing came of that. And if I were the moms, I'd be pissed too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading okay. as you're so, talking.
Yeah, no,
I'm totally.
No, wait, yeah,
keep but, going.
Yeah,
no.
But yeah, so I totally understand the moms being pissed, and I think that the girls did deserve more. Bringing in the minis and focusing all that attention on them at the time of this transition, when they were promised, mm-hmm. you know, this sort of again, this you know, golden keys to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Abby said, "I'll bring you out here. There's so much opportunity." Mm-hmm. And then due to her own personal issues and her own ambition, and I think her preference of working with the minis, she pushed them aside. They didn't get the attention that I do think they deserve. Mm-hmm. There was something, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I think Ashley, who I have to say, I have never liked Ashley and Bryn more than I've liked them away from Abby.
Yeah.
I really thought okay. they were... little Abby's babies, just like the mini moms are. Mm. And having been through so much with these moms, we can see that that doesn't always serve you.
Yeah.
She'll serve herself and kick you to the curb if it's not working in her best interest. So I think that she said something like, having the minis beating our girls are like having kindergartners beating seniors or elementary school girls beating seniors. I don't agree with that. Mm. I don't think it's the same thing. But I do think that the attention, the focus, the promise was not followed through on. That was given to the girls
I
for
agree.
Moving out to LA.
And I think that Abby puts a lot on her plate and has this big vision. It's kind of like, okay, let's say you go to a buffet mm-hmm. and you put everything on your plate but only eat half. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, well, Abby would probably eat her full
right, well,
plate.
Well, you got to save the carbs
but,
for the end. That's what
yeah,
anyone who's been to Vegas knows. You fill up on the good stuff. Okay, so, yeah, you save up on the...
I'm just yeah, saying, so I don't think she's saving. I think she's just, she's just ingesting right. and she doesn't know how to use everything that she put on her plate. She
well,
just doesn't know.
I think that that is a really apt analogy for, you know, the buffet and taking what you want, but also that someone might have a strategy, like eat the crab legs first because they're more expensive or eat the seafood first. I don't think she does, and that's where I don't think she thinks it through. And then she plays the victim when she finds herself. She puts herself in a situation where she's not delivering on promises. I don't think she's intentionally sabotaging the girls or neglecting their careers. I don't.
Right.
think it just sort of happened.
And I think it just slipped her mind,
but
too.
But then she's like, it did slip her mind between all her stuff and like, oh, the minis. But then she all of a sudden feels victimized when she's not being treated like, mm-hmm. you know, gold
Always.
Or like she's... And that's what I think is so crazy mm-hmm. about her. It's like, even the 10 reasons why we hate Abby, it's like, no, you insane fifth grader. No one hates you, but these girls are here to do something. You are not stepping up to the plate that they ordered back mm-hmm. to the buffet. They are not getting what they ordered, and they're going elsewhere. I think that's pretty rational. And then she turns it really ugly. I think she turns it ugly.
She was a very big fish in a little pond in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So being in LA, she thought it would be easy. She thought mm-hmm. people would just be lining up because, hey, these girls have been on a television mm-hmm. show forever. So of course people are going to give them opportunities. It doesn't work like that in
right.
LA.
Right.
So I think that she had a lot of things that she didn't realize mm-hmm. were factors.
Yeah.
So... But let's move on to the actual mm-hmm. dances, because I know that that's what okay. fans love, and we'll definitely critique that. It's pretty weird, though, the first one, or the part one, okay. having nothing, and then having all of this, and then trying to match up, okay, these mm-hmm. girls are at that studio, these girls are here, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So right. I'm trying to break it all down. So first off, let's talk about the mini moms and... them staying with Abby and then Peyton leaving and yeah. going to the other mothers mm-hmm. and performing with them. So I think that that was interesting, but I'm wondering what's in the future for Peyton mm-hmm. because there's no stability there.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I thought that was brilliant. I actually loved
on whose
that was
part?
One of my on the elite moms.
Okay.
Well, on first of all her coming to them because it's the moms okay. I feel like the whole time that have been instigating the mini mom saying you're only strong together and you know you guys should all not dance if Peyton does it. And I think they're just winding them up for a laugh.
Oh, totally.
I mean,
totally.
I don't think they're doing it because they care so much if yeah. the minis dance or not.
But I loved, though, that they helped Peyton with her costume.
Well,
how sweet was that? And uh-huh. it just, like, came full circle. Even though I was not a fan of that costume, I thought
the garbage one?
The garbage one.
Or the Sam's garbage.
The
like,
what?
Or like what she did when she got rid of the garbage. The garbage
what she
list.
Did, what she actually performed
okay.
in. It didn't make sense to me, and also it looked like she was struggling through her dance if she wasn't transitioning well in her acro, and
okay.
also I wasn't a fan of, you know, her facial expressions
yes.
and all of that, so I think that, you know, rightfully so, she got what she got, but we'll talk about the awards later.
Yeah.
But... So Peyton ended up dancing, and,
right.
and yeah, what did you think,
though? I did love that the mom, Carrie, I believe, is Peyton's mom,
yeah.
went and told them, you know, they have no loyalty. Like, she was surprised.
Yeah, right.
And then I loved when the elite moms embraced her, because I think, again, they're
totally.
Just having a giggle over all of this, watching the mini moms and Abby going crazy. I think at this point, they're sort of enjoying it to some extent. So I think it was great for them to swoop in and be the big sisters and take Peyton. I loved it. I loved watching it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a real stick it to Abby moment.
Mm-hmm.
She thought she was going to kick Peyton out and send her home crying. And they were like, nah, she's just going to dance with the other girls who left you. So
yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah. I wish, though, that her costume was a little bit more on point. That
yeah.
would have made me happier.
Yeah.
You know, you can have trash on the costume, but just don't make it, like, too trashy.
Right.
Like, don't put maxi pads on there.
Right.
But it would be cute to maybe some Kleenex.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, little things. I feel like you need a balance. There was,
yeah.
like, two ends of the spectrum.
Well, I feel like garbage on a costume is never going to be super cute, and it's
then
always going to be
hard. Then change the name.
Maybe she could have crawled out of a garbage can or something. Like, something like...
Maybe.
Yeah, like
I just think it's one or the other. Don't have the name of your dance be I Love Trash and then have it completely nothing. Like, it has nothing to do with trash.
Yeah, it did when Abby dressed her in maxi pads. They took that away. But I thought that I Love Trash, it did have nothing to do with trash. I thought it was a great routine.
Okay.
I thought it was very Mackenzie-esque.
Yeah.
It was very Mackenzie. It was really cute. I thought she did a good job. She has no face.
No face.
That is what I've learned from watching Abby and Dance Moms. You got to give good face. She gave zero face. So for that, she wasn't great, but I thought the tricks were on point. There was one point where she popped into this headstand, and I thought it was a mistake.
Oh, I did too,
like,
because
I was like,
she hesitated.
Oh my God, that's going to hurt.
Right.
And she popped up. Like a breakdance move. That was awesome.
It was awesome, but the transition there. She needs to work. And Abby probably would have worked with
right.
her on transitions and made that number a number one number. I mean, I
right.
don't think that she set her up for that spot, but she
right.
definitely gave her a few challenges along the way so that she can continue to build and be stronger and a better performer, because she needs a lot of help.
Right.
She's the one that's kind of lacking.
Right.
And she is the one that's the most behind.
Right.
So I believe that Abby wanted her to be more, just a little bit stronger and get thicker skin. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting when Abby said, it was smart of me not to put Peyton in the number because the child wasn't ready. That was the first time I ever heard her say, oh, the child was not ready. Like,
she doesn't give a rat's behind about the child.
Right.
I think she did. Oh, no, that wasn't. Okay, so sometimes she did take Peyton out for being behind the other girls mm-hmm. in a group dance. So I do think that there is some concern about Peyton's ability to keep up with them.
She can't.
All the time.
Okay. And the numbers. Well, I mean, so the minis as a group, they just aren't good dancing together. They're
right.
not in sync. So Peyton is actually the worst one. And if you watch the numbers from the beginning, mm-hmm. at first, Abby put them all doing the same thing at the same time, and she knew that it didn't work.
Mm.
So now she's making them all do different things at different times
right.
and making them work together, which is more attractive to watch
yes.
because if
yeah.
they're off, then it's just distracting. And that's what the minis have been doing. So now these past few weeks, they've been just doing different things during their group routines, and it looks great.
Let's move on. Well, okay.
To the group. Yeah.
Minis. I will say what we will about Abby, and there's a lot to say about Abby.
Yeah.
That she gives, she does choreograph a beautiful group number. That routine
right.
was beautiful.
I will say all
of the minis, none of them to me have at this point that magic that a Maddie has or that some of the elite girls have now.
Really?
When I'm watching them, yeah. None of them. They might get there, but I watched them dance, and I'm like, that was fine. That was
okay.
good. That was cute. They had good, you know, she had good facial expressions and beautiful movements, but that group together,
mm-hmm.
I thought they performed beautifully. Classic Abby.
So what do you think about when Abby said that these minis are better off than what those elite girls were at their age? What do you think about that?
I don't believe that she believes that's true. I think that's just
something
she
needs
to
say. I kind of think it's true, though.
I don't know. I don't remember the elites at that age,
okay.
so I can't really give a real comparison.
Okay.
I think it was just a nasty thing to say.
Oh, okay.
And a thing to convince her she's backing the right horse.
I think
she wants to convince herself.
Tell me what,
so
you, guys
what you guys think.
In the chat. Do you think that the elite girls were better, worse, or at the same page as these little minis are right now? Because I personally, watching especially Alexis do her solo, I felt like that was just everything. Like, I just felt like that was totally a Maddie dance, even though it wasn't a Maddie dance. It was something that made you feel like if you were watching Maddie.
And she's the real face one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought she's a blonde. I confuse her and Alexis.
Yeah,
Alexis and Eliana.
Eliana's the brown-haired girl.
Oh, okay.
So Alexis is the blonde girl.
Okay.
So let's first off, all right, let's finish with the groups real quick. Going, Going, Gone was the lyrical group number. It was great. It was clean. Those were the minis, and they did a great
job. Yeah.
The groups for the other girls, the elite girls, who were dancing under the moms and Erin Babs as the choreographer,
yeah.
it was called And Then There Was One, a contemporary number. And I felt that Nia was behind. I was watching, even though I love Nia, you guys know that I'm a big Nia fan, I just felt that this one was off. I don't know what was going on this week. I was watching. I thought, of course, these girls are great, so
yeah.
we're going to be nitpicking. But I felt that Nia was off. I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. I think that it was a little strange, too. I didn't feel anything with that flower. I didn't understand it. If I didn't know the background because of Erin Babs, then I would be sitting there like, I don't get it. And I mean, it really reflected in their scores, I think. So what do you think?
Well, obviously, the judges agreed with you. Mm-hmm. I was watching it and we had headphones and it was surround sound and the light of the powder, I thought it was amazing. I thought it was magical. I thought they kicked
butt.
It was
cool.
I thought they're like the purple lighting and the dust.
Yeah.
I will say it did not make any sense.
No.
I thought that at the end one of them was going to be outlined in the powder and then get up. Like, because they described it as, you know, when a body is, there's a chalk outline. So I thought that's what was going to happen. And I will, again, I hate giving Abby compliments, but I will say, if it were an Abby, it would have had a, like, dramatic
ending. It would have had a meaning.
Story with a punch.
Story. Right. There would have been everything. You would know what's going on and what the message is. I mean, generally, sometimes she pops out with some numbers that don't make sense. But I won't bring up that Michael Jackson. There's so many of
them.
Didn't
make sense.
But anyway, so with this one, I really like their costumes, though. And I
liked their costumes.
Yeah, I love the colors. Things visually were great, but altogether, I was not the biggest fan.
I was a fan. I loved it. I agree that it didn't really go anywhere, but I really enjoyed watching it.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, then that's all that matters.
Yeah,
right.
I did. I enjoyed it.
And the girls were proud of themselves because this was supposed to mean something and it was supposed to hit Abby with a, hey, we can do this on our own.
Yeah.
And it didn't really do that. So,
no.
But you know what? They were as strong as they could be and they came back and said a lot to her. So I think in the long run, she got that message.
Yeah.
Overall, I'm pretty sure it's clear.
And a silver lining that's not much of a silver lining, maybe more of a gray lining, is that, hey, it's not like they did better the rest of the season. So, you know, even though they didn't do well, they hadn't been doing well with Abby. So
exactly.
It's not, at least this came from a place of empowerment as opposed to a place of being torn down. And I loved watching it and I was really happy for them.
Great point.
Yeah.
No, totally. It means something.
Mm-hmm.
And with Abby, it's just like they would have thrown something together. Thrown something on, been pushed out on stage, and then who knows? I mean, they might have won first or second, but it wouldn't have been as liberating as this was, I guess so. So you are right, Pam.
Oh, thank you.
So now let's talk about these solos. So, all right. So we have Eliana. Eliana's the brown-haired little girl.
The great eyes.
Great face.
Okay.
She had a lyrical number called Sing For You.
Okay.
And this was the Maddie solo. This was something that, Abby said, this is everything I would give to Maddie, so take it and run with it. And did you think that she took it and ran with
it? I did. I thought she was wonderful.
Okay.
When I said that with the little minis, I didn't feel any magic. I think that this girl has potential.
Yeah.
I think that she does. She has a great expressive face. Of all the minis,
great
this
face.
One and the little one that's a little tougher looking, she didn't have a solo this
time.
Yeah,
I love her.
She's got a good face, but the other ones, they're not there yet in terms of the ability to dance and emote.
Okay.
This girl, I thought, did a great job, better than her dancing. Maddie, who's obviously the gold standard, would have had them both perfectly.
Of course.
I thought watching her face was great. Didn't care about her dancing at all.
It
was nice. It was fine. I wasn't like, damn, look at that little girl go.
Which is
how I always felt with Maddie. So I hate to pull in Abby and compare her to Maddie, but, you know, you got
to. Well, they're doing that in this episode, so you kind of have to. I know people don't like that either. Well, we're going to in this episode, because we have to. They do it all the time.
It's hard to avoid.
It's Abby's most well-known accomplishment in the moment. So, I mean, I'm sure she has so many people on Broadway and blah, 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 blah. But right now, we know Maddie.
And the way that I stumbled upon as a viewer, Dance Moms, was flipping through channels and seeing her and being like, who is this little child doing this? Like, even across the TV, you're grabbed, you're moved, you're...
She's perfect.
Like, this is... You're watching something special.
Right.
And I'm sure Abby's looking for the next that, and I understand that. But yeah, there's something magical about watching that kind of dancer. And these little girls, I don't think are there yet, and that's okay. Probably Maddie wasn't when she was 5 or however old they are today.
Well, that's debatable.
Debatable.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But moving on, though, it was funny to me that Abby said, don't live a life of regrets.
Oh, man.
To the little girls. To Eliana. And I'm pretty sure it was Alexis. She said it to both Alexis and Eliana. Don't live a life of regret. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she is. I love it. Yeah, Abby is living in Deep Space Nine. I mean, she is on her own planet.
I love it, though.
Yeah, she is. And
it's funny.
Well, have you ever, like, if you've ever been a teacher or you guys know someone that's a teacher or you have a teacher, if that's who you're spending your time with is children, who she's probably 75% of her time, maybe that's why she acts like a child. I mean,
maybe.
She, yeah, seriously. That's stomping her peers.
But yeah. I was watching her, and now I know why Abby is keeping Eliana on, because there was a debate on if she was going to leave or not. And it makes so much sense. Every single move that Eliana did was perfect. I'm a huge fan, and I'm happy. And moving on with Alexis, contemporary number, infected spirit. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I thought that she was, I was blown away because I'm like, oh, Alexis, now I remember you.
Right.
Now I get it. Now I see it. Because before I never saw it, she kind of blended. She wasn't the star. Mm-hmm. And this one, I mean, she just did amazing. What did you think?
I agreed. Okay. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a JoJo dance. I would have loved to see a JoJo doing dance. That. A
lot maybe of power. She's being set up to be the next JoJo.
Maybe. Well, she had, funny you say that. Sorry. Oh. She stuck out to me, and then they all sort of started looking alike to me, but she stuck out to me in the very beginning when Abby was setting them up for their first solo performance, which was like a prom thing. They had to pretend to be like queen of the prom or something.
Yeah.
And she was the one, Alexis, at that time that really stood out to me. I think she's got a lot of personality.
She like does.
JoJo. She's got a lot of
I was like, who chutzpah. Is this?
Yeah, she's got a lot of, and then she sort of faded into the background. Mm-hmm. I think Abby shamed her into toning it down.
Okay.
Like she does. And
does with JoJo.
Exactly. And, does with
or
all them.
Did.
Yeah. And this was the first time I think we got to really see that come out of her again.
Yeah.
And I loved the costume. I loved it.
Oh,
it was
I did
like
too.
Black Swan.
So amazing. And the makeup, I was like, yes, the whole thing. Hair, makeup, outfit, awesome. So now with the girls, that the elite team that moved on to Erin Babs. Yay. So Kendall does not perform. I mean, Okay.
Poor Kendall.
Yeah,
from the opening scene.
Do you guys think that it was intentional? Do you think that it was something that was brought on by stress? Or do you think that she really just did hurt herself? She wasn't necessarily stretching or icing or doing anything like that. And I don't know. Maybe the producer said, you have to sit this one out. We don't have enough time. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what happened? But I don't know. I wasn't really falling for it. I did see her eyes. It did look like she was crying, but and she was crying in the end. So, I mean, I don't know.
I think that I wouldn't generally put it past Kendall. This is such a like a Jill stunt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I hurt my neck and Kendall can't perform. But I will say that from the moment the episode started, when they were saying like 10 reasons you hate Abby, I mean, before they even went in there, Kendall looked, you know, when something's wrong with you and you're like, should I tell them? Like, I can't do it. She looked like her mind was elsewhere. She wasn't even being baited by Abby.
Okay.
It didn't seem like, so I was like, what's up with Kendall? Like I wrote to myself, like, what's going on
with Kendall?
I thought
that too. She
seemed out of it. So that's why I think it was, that's why maybe I'm a sucker. I fell for it. I thought that
she was able to do the group dance.
That I didn't really get.
So why was she able to do the group dance and then not a solo?
Well, I think that perhaps, and this is maybe I'm being too lenient, perhaps doing one dance was going to wig it out and make it much worse.
Okay.
And they said save it for, you know, after you dance, you might be a lot worse off. And they didn't want her to blow it in the solo and not be able to do the group dance.
Tell me what you guys think in the comments and write us, please.
Yeah.
So let's really quick go over to the chat. All right. I guess I need to watch some Abby interviews.
Ooh,
yes.
Okay.
Abby was on AfterBuzz season 4. Yeah. They used to bring in Abby and there was a lot of people.
Let's get Abby. Season 7.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck.
She'll want to tell her side.
No, she doesn't. So there's someone that says, are they trying to set up Kendall? Kendall's going to be gone. Ooh. Oh, maybe they are trying to set her up to just leave and move on. So we don't know. But ooh, it could be anything. Yeah. I mean, all of them might leave. I mean, at this point, we don't know what's going on next week.
Well,
everything,
yeah.
We'll get into predictions later.
We'll save that because that was a hot potato mess. I don't even know crazy. What to make of the previews. Like,
I know.
It was all over the place. So we'll get there. Hang on 1 second.
So now moving on to Kalani with her dance called False. Mm-hmm. And everyone is contemporary because Aaron is a contemporary choreographer. So Kalani did False. Unbelievable. And I just, every single time I see her perform, I just keep thinking to myself, this girl is going to be on, I don't know, anything. I just feel like she's on to the next level. She's mm-hmm. not even in this realm of competition and teen. I just think I see her as like a grown adult dancer that needs to move on.
I 100% agree. I see Kalani and I think, I am woman, hear me roar.
Yes!
I think she is ready to take, there was the scenes where she was telling the girls, like, we have to stick together. I think she's smart. She's cool. She's talented. She's beautiful. She's driven. And she seems to have a good head on her shoulders.
She totally does.
She doesn't seem to get ruffled.
Mm-mm.
She seems...
She was like, I don't even care.
Right, Kalani don't care. Yeah, she doesn't care. Even Kira, I think, flies off the mm-hmm. candle. And maybe Kalani has learned and, like, reacted in the other way. She's like,
they've
whatever.
All balanced. Yeah.
She's like, you know, she does. She just seems like, don't let her. Even her attitude when she... I was so excited for her to win and stick it to Abby.
We'll get
she
to the awards
second,
later.
Which
we'll
is probably, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fine. But she did do amazing.
She did do amazing. And
then
she had grace with the other girls.
Always.
She congratulated so well while her teachers, okay, I don't want to jump ahead. Okay, stay tuned. Okay.
Pam's excited.
Very excited. Yeah.
So now Bryn did Left Cycle. And okay. I thought that it was great. Personally, every single, just watching her legs were just perfection. Mm. So I just thought she did an amazing job. It was a little forgettable, though. I loved Kalani's a little more.
Yeah.
But it's a winning number. And those legs and that face. So Bryn, you know, it makes sense, though, how she was winning over Kalani.
Yeah. I think if we've learned from past competitions, a lyrical's gonna win, a beautiful face, you know, that it's I can't recall ever seeing a great power ballad beat. I'm sure it's happened. If you guys know, let us know when we can reference, but it seems like those are the winning numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And Abby,
well, contemporary acro,
yeah.
So let's get into awards.
Okay,
so the mini solo awards. Third, Infected Spirit, Alexis. I thought that she should have gotten a higher score because I was a big fan of that number, personally.
I enjoyed it. In keeping with what I just said, I think that they tend to like those ones, mm-hmm. the lyrical.
Right, and this was not this a lyrical. Was, yeah.
And she did in the defense of Ileana. Is the winner, right? Alexis is the not.
Let's move through it, and we're going to do this really fast.
Okay.
So third, Infected Spirit, Alexis. Second was I Love Trash Peyton. I think that because of her costume, she did, and also her hesitation and her face, she did not get first. But I don't think that she deserved a higher score over Alexis. And then first was Ileana, I Sing For You. So she won overall. I think it was her face that really won.
Agreed.
And
that's what I've been... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was the face.
It's the story.
She gave good face. She gave... I think that that's a judge's darling mm-hmm. from what we've seen. That's what they like. Yeah.
Yep. It's a story that you tell.
Uh-huh.
So now moving on to the preteen solo is Bryn. She got first, Left Cycle. And when we watched this, we were a little confused because we didn't know where Kalani was. And
right. I was like, she didn't place.
Kalani is doing the teen solo. So it's a different category. So I like that they divide it up so both the girls have a chance to win first.
Yeah.
So Bryn got Left Cycle first. Kalani, her number was called False. And it got second. Both were contemporary. Mm-hmm. Both had opportunities to make first. it was a little unfortunate that Kalani got seconds.
It was unfortunate. I wish they had at least shown us. I guess they couldn't. Part of the winning number. I'd be really curious to see if that was amazing.
I would love to see those winning numbers.
I'd love to see who beat Kalani because Kalani did beautifully, regardless of her win or lose. The dance mom in me is saying, I haven't seen her dance.
Are you
that
a dance
great.
Mom?
No, but
oh, okay. I was gonna say we have a real life dance mom.
No, but the like the parental spirit of the dance mom in me feels like Kalani came into her own.
She really wasn't did.
Being, you know, she did this great dance. I haven't seen that from her.
I didn't like that Abby cheered against her, though, which completely threw me off, and she did it so loud. I thought that was totally inappropriate and wrong, and it was just,
it was
wrong.
Ridiculous. And every time we need to make, like, a shoots and ladders chart for Abby, it's like, you feel bad for her. She's at the bottom of the ladder, and you feel bad for her, and she climbs up, and then, boop, she bops right back down.
Right?
And you just want to, it's like, oh, Abby.
Abby, yeah, come on.
Doing it to yourself.
I know.
Just doing it to yourself.
So the mini group won first. Going, gone. Mm-hmm. They got first place. No surprise there because Abby knows what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. She knows it. And then there was one, the teen group. They got third, unfortunately. And now everyone is blaming Abby, and Abby's going back and forth. This did not turn out how everyone thought.
Yeah.
What do you think, Pam?
Okay. So I was bummed that the girls came in third. I do think the lack of a point, you know, sort of affected that.
Mm-hmm.
Blaming Abby, that's what this has all been leading to.
They had to
prove their point,
mm-hmm.
and whether they won or not, they wanted to prove a point and send a message that they were capable of doing it without her. I think they did show that they were. Whether they won or lost, they did as well as they've been doing under her tutelage this whole season. So I think Abby really needs to make a decision whether she wants to focus on them and have a winning elite team, which I think she can, or whether she wants to focus on the minis, which I think if I were Abby, I would do. I think that would be best for her. I think.
Well, with that being said, let's get into predictions.
Okay.
Predictions.
Predictions. Predictions.
Now, Ooh.
Yeah.
So, Pam, tell me what you think is in for season. This is a very specific question.
Okay.
What is in store for the ALDC in season 7? Just saying the next few months, we know our history, what has been happening. So let's think about what's in store for next week and then the rest of the season.
Okay. Am I allowed to sort of cheat from
do
the previews?
It. Okay. Yes, do it.
So we saw that there was going to be some sort of everyone's disposable, that maybe she was going to make a mini maxi team. I don't know what it would be called, that she was going to cut some people and have one. Abby said, I will have one team. So,
which is interesting, though, because she's never had one team. I talked to Gianna. Check out that interview. It's on AfterBuzz TV. I also tweeted out as well, at Jennifer Leone TV. And there, Gianna says that Abby has had, like, six groups that she always performs with. So,
right. Well,
so this is interesting that she's choosing this time to do just one.
Well, so maybe it's for in L.A. she only has one because she doesn't have the staff to support having a bunch of teams.
I don't know either. Okay.
Because, maybe I don't know. But I think that she is going to... It looks like my prediction is that for season 7, she's going to merge them and keep the best of both teams.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you guys think? That's a really interesting point of view.
I personally
think that Abby says, screw everyone. And she picks her true favorites who show up, who does everything she says in that moment in episode one. Yeah. Yes, kiss her butt. And then the rest of the season really fall on that. And I think it's going to focus a lot on Abby's legal problems. And then she kind of hands off her team to another person so that she can deal with everything else, because she doesn't have the Pittsburgh location anymore. She just has the
So Pittsburgh doesn't exist anymore.
It does exist, but it's under new management. So she doesn't run any of those people, nothing. So she just does LA. Okay. So I think she's going to make a mega team, and I don't think that any of really too many of the big girls are on it. Maybe Nia, if Nia stays, I don't know. I don't see it. So
Nia don't stay.
And I see Kalani moving forward. I think by the end of next year, by the end of season 7, maybe 7B, Kalani is working professionally. Like, I think in some realm, on television, whatever, on Dancing with the Stars, I think that that's what's going to happen.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. And I hope Nia is also working professionally, and JoJo, and I hope that everyone is starting to move in that section, in that realm. I think that right now it's a very weird time for the girls, and it's just a weird time for everyone.
Yeah.
So this is all just a big transition for season 7.
So wait, the elites, you think, are not going to be with us in season 7?
Okay.
You heard it here first or second.
I don't know. Let's really quick. Yeah. I want to look. Predictions. More drama. Everyone thinks there's going to be more drama. So please comment. Tell us what you think. We will be back next week to talk about season 7. It rolls right into it.
Yeah.
So please stay with us. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz TV as well. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud or iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Comment and tell us what you think. I know you guys love to, and I want to hear it all. And please check out my interview with Gianna. It's a really, really great interview. She's so great. And that's on AfterBuzz TV as well, and my Twitter. And Pam, tell them where they can find you as well.
Hi, everybody. Thanks. And you can find me all over the internet at Pamela Gross Jill.
Thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you for season 7. Bye, guys.
Have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.